Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Katie Galley, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, but a special one because this is Culinary Atlanta. It is my favorite episode of the week, and you know I only say that seven times for the variety of shows that we do.
I know, you say it so rarely. Everyone's special.
Well, this is extra, extra special because we have Sky Estroff from Taste of Atlanta, Food That Rocks, and what's the wing one?
Southern Wing Showdown.
Southern Wing Showdown. Yeah. And she's back in the studio. First time, I think, this calendar year, because you've been hiding from us a little bit.
I haven't been hiding, per se, but I have not made it into these new, beautiful, exquisite
studios. That's
right. Studios.
You haven't seen the new
I'm very
us.
Excited to be here.
Well, we had to kind of up our game because you guys are always upping your game over at Taste, you know.
Well, thanks. I like this. This is a nice friendly competition here. See who gets the nicest office. Well, I don't know. This office is pretty sweet. You might be on top for the moment.
So what's happening in the world of, I guess, Food That Rocks is your next event, right?
Yes. Food That Rocks is Saturday, June 9th. And it's our third year putting on this event. And it's so much fun because it's like a mini Taste of Atlanta dedicated to Sandy Springs. We'll bring on about 30 Sandy Springs only restaurants, food, beer, wine, cocktails, live music, the whole shebang. And it's just one night in the new City Green at City Springs.
That's right. So you're moving from Hammond Park, the slums of Sandy Springs,
into your tagline.
Uptown. I live a mile away from there, so I can speak of my ghetto that I live in.
Oh my gosh.
Uptown to City Springs.
Oh, yes.
The new,
the glamorous, new. And the first event
is
on
the
green.
Event
yes,
on
so
the green.
We're the inaugural event.
Wow,
but I'll tell you, it is a mouthful to say the City Green in City Springs, in Sandy Springs.
Right, there's a lot of Spring City.
It's a tongue twister, but I've been practicing so I can make it to your show and speak accurately.
So now, is it going to be the same setup that you had where it's tents and you got different tents and you got a band, or have you designed it differently?
Yes, it'll be the same setup, but because we're not on soccer fields this year, it's going to be just a really cool atmosphere. As you probably drive by every day, and Katie, I don't know if you drive this way to work, but they are cranking out some construction in that area.
Look, that event, they got a deadline now. They got to get it done.
They're like, June 9th is around the corner, let's crank
more
it out.
Trees, more
yes,
trees.
Plant everything. They are putting it all together. So by the time we have this event on Saturday, June 9th, we're just hoping it's a really nice atmosphere. You'll be able to see this outdoor space, and it's going to be a different atmosphere. It's not going to be the same as like kind of the below ground
right.
soccer fields, which were fun. You had a good time last year,
it.
Right?
I love it. It was one of my favorite things of the year.
Oh, thanks, Lee. This year it'll be your favorite thing of the year, I think. We're hoping people will be able to look around, see the nice new buildings, the nice landscaping, and feel like, wow, we're in the heart of Sandy Springs, and look how this community is growing and changing and building.
So why Sandy Springs in particular? I mean, of all the communities you could have chosen. Yeah.
Why not Sandy Springs?
I mean,
you live in Sandy Springs.
I do. I love Sandy Springs, yeah. But it's particular to restaurants in Sandy Springs. So why?
Absolutely. Well, number one, because Lee lives there and
obviously,
you live there.
Obviously.
So we kind of cater our events to y'all.
Yeah.
And just want to make sure it's convenient. Like, Lee, is that walking distance from your house?
That is
perfect.
On the other side.
Perfect.
Same mile, different direction.
There's beer, wine, and cocktail samples. We want to make sure you're safe. So
you've got
to walk there. Or you can Uber Lyft. That's number one. Number two is that Dale Gordon DeSena, my boss, the founder and CEO of Taste of Atlanta, lives in Sandy Springs. Our office is in Sandy Springs. So when you live and work in a city and pay a lot of taxes to a city, you want to help that city do well.
Yeah.
And Sandy Springs is lucky to just be a community that's growing and thriving. And in the past, like even the past year or 2 years, so many restaurants have come on the scene. So we really want to showcase that flourishing restaurant community.
So now, what's it look like in terms of the restaurant participation? Do you have some of the ones from last year, or you got new ones, or combo?
Oh, we've got a mix. And hopefully you approve of all of them.
I'm really picky.
Oh gosh, I'm nervous. But here, I'll give you our first run of restaurants. Hammocks Trading Company, they were on board last year.
Hammocks always, and they have another one.
Under the Cork Tree. They'll be on board too. We got, you know, more of the seafood than more of the Mediterranean food. They always do a great job. Il Giallo, which, oh my gosh, I went there the other week to do a little photo shoot. And I embarrassed myself because they put out just, you know, a simple bowl of spaghetti. Their simple is on another level. I ate half the bowl. It was kind of embarrassing, but I was hungry and it tasted good.
Well, Katie's Italian. Okay. And she used to, before meeting me, she used to have another favorite Italian, her family. So I told him, you have to check out Il Giallo.
Yeah.
And then Katie?
Yeah, we did. So we for Christmas every year, we have the seven fishes, which is like you have seven fish and pasta. Right. So
I've wanted to experience that my whole life.
It's amazing. It's super good. And so, you know, we would have to, when we moved to Georgia, because we grew up in New Jersey, we were trying to find good seafood to combat that. And we were, you know, coming up short. But then Christmas Eve this year, we went to Il Giallo for their seven fishes.
How many times have you been there as a family? Since I told you about it.
Almost every weekend we go.
Oh like, my gosh. Wow. So what good. A testament.
Yeah.
Seriously, exactly. We need to get you on their website for just saying this. Like, this is the real deal.
It's true.
But Chef Jamie, because I was trying to, you know, be like, really, how did you do this? How does it taste so good? But he lived in Italy for 5 years. So really like is an expert in the field of Italian cooking.
Well, my wife took a class from him. They do, I don't know if it's monthly, but they do on a regular rhythm where he teaches different food where you can go in there and make the food. And she got to sit down with him for like 3 or 4 hours. And they made pasta and the raviolis fresh and stuff. And she got to eat it. It was like the greatest deal. But he said he started in Atlanta. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
At the Mad Italian.
No way. Is it on Spalding?
On that access road.
Oh my gosh. My grandma lives over there. And I used to drive up. There used to be like an actual bowling alley over there. Then it closed up.
There's still a bowling alley.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay.
There was an Indian restaurant that burned down.
I was going to say like something went on fire. I remember this.
That's where you got to start.
Because all I know is Vinny Vidi Vici and the whole Buckhead life. And then after
that. That's fancy him after Italy. Yeah. This was pre that.
Wow. You are exposing a whole new side of Jamie here.
Exactly.
I guess that's what you learn in a 3 to 4 hour cooking class too. And that's a big deal to like hold somebody's attention in this day and age for that amount of time too. But yeah, their restaurant is great. And some other great restaurants we have on board for Food That Rocks, Kaiser's Chop House.
Bam.
Have you been in there?
I have not yet.
Okay. Let me just tell you, your jaw is going to drop from the atmosphere alone. It is a beautiful restaurant. You would never expect it to look that way. You just wouldn't, unless you look at pictures online.
Well, remember, that used to be Jason's Deli back in the day.
Really? I wasn't driving over here as much then.
I know, but I don't think you would have been.
I haven't been to Jason's Deli in quite some
time. So just imagine that in your head, and now is the Kaiser's Chop House.
Night and day. Like, night in a different world. Oh, my gosh. Last year, they served lobster mac and cheese. Not sure what they're serving this year, but either way, it's going to be
incredible. Is there a theme, or is this every person
for
themselves?
Oh, it's just like, let's have fun and party with a purpose. We have some charities that we're supporting. So I'll get into that after later. I list the rest of my restaurants here. But Kaiser's is just very cool. I would definitely suggest like going in there and having a meal before you go to Food That Rocks and mention
that. Well, not the same day. Cause that's
That's kind of counterproductive there. Chef Rob's Caribbean Cafe, Yaman. We've had him on here before.
Remember that?
We cracked up. That was a really fun segment.
That's real Caribbean. Like oxtail, goat, like you're getting the true Caribbean food there.
They don't dumb it down for you. There is no like watered down American version there. Right. It's like the real deal. Also Taqueria Tsunami, which is kind of the Asian, Latin fusion,
Mexican, Asian that everybody's been clamoring for.
Oh yeah. I mean, I crave it. It's so good.
You can have a bowl or a taco or both or combination, right?
So trendy. We love fusing
flavors. And Stockyards in there too.
Yes. And they'll be at Food That Rocks and they've got some crazy burgers.
Burgers, bones, and something else.
Yeah. Some tagline on there. Right. I went in there and took pictures recently. And there was this burger. I swear I've never seen a burger stacked so high. It had a Gouda mac and cheese on it, an applewood bacon, and like something, something barbecue sauce. It was crazy. I had never seen that much bacon on a burger. It was so big. Maybe they'll serve that at Food That Rocks. Who knows? And then we also have Breadwinner Cafe and Bakery, the place that always has a line wrapped around the corner.
That's a classic, you know, just they do the basics right. Yeah. Solid soups and sandwiches. And
just good stuff. Yep. Cannot go wrong. You can't order wrong either. Nope. Like you stand in line for all that time and you're like, debating, do I get this sandwich? Do I get this wrap? Do I get a soup and a salad? Do I get a sandwich and a soup? And you can't order wrong. And then just a couple more places, Buttermilk Sky Pie, which has participated a few years.
The pie place, not the chicken.
No. Oh. Unfortunately, like this is one of the saddest things is that Buttermilk Kitchen is right past the line of Sandy Springs and Buckhead. So we can't invite them to our event because they're technically not Sandy Springs. Wow. They're like 100 yards from the border.
Have you had their chicken biscuit?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you some pictures after this segment. It's something worth indulging in.
Definitely.
It's also Passover right now, so that's like pretty torturous that you're talking about this to me.
Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
And then two more. We've got Southern Bistro, which is right across.
That used to be Nancy G's.
Yes. Yes. Same owners, but. Right,
that's really good food too.
Real good Southern cooking. Makes you feel right at home. And I always order their sweet tea. And then Tzatziki's Mediterranean food. Right. And they've been on board for Food That Rocks before too. So we're really excited to have them back.
Cool. And then there's still room or it's too late for restaurants?
Oh, there's still room. Yes. These are only our like final signed, sealed and delivered restaurants. We've got many in the works and we should have about 25 to 30 restaurants when it comes down to June 9th.
All right. I got some more suggestions for you.
Oh, I'll take whatever suggestions you have. This whole event is for you, Lee. So please.
I like to have my favorites here. You want me to talk about them now? Or is that too much pressure on? Do you still have
your... try one and we'll just see how it goes.
Have you been to Mod Pizza?
I haven't yet, but I've heard really good things about
it. Really good.
What do you order?
Well, it's pizza. The way they do it, it's really clever. It's one price. You can put whatever toppings you want on it. And then salads, one price. Put whatever you want in it. And it's kind of the same ingredients for the salad and the pizza.
I really like that because I'm guilty of just overloading my salads. If I'm going to get a salad, it's disgusting if it's just lettuce and dressing. Right. I need to like add some flavor to it. I put as many ingredients as possible, which ends up in a like $16 salad bar problem over here.
Well, another salad place is Salada.
I love Salada.
Salada is one of my favorites. And you should definitely get them involved if they are up for it because then that's the mega salad. One price, go crazy.
Have you put the croutons on your salad? The parmesan?
I've done the bread.
You think you love Salada now? Just wait for those croutons. They're so good.
Let's see. What was the other one? Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
There's another one. I don't think it's in Sandy Springs. It's in Brookhaven.
Oh, no.
It's called Big Daddy's. Have you been there?
No.
Bad Daddy's.
I think it's Chambly. It's Chambly. My friend actually texted me a picture and was like,
crazy,
oh my God, this place came from Charlotte and the food
is
amazing.
They make their own cheese.
Yes. Wow. Who does that? I really don't. Like maybe they'll have a cheese making class and we could all go and just try it out. Maybe they'll come to Taste of Atlanta though. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Now, something I want you to work on in your free time.
Okay.
I want you to make a Buford Highway bus tour or an event at Buford Highway.
Yes.
I've been as a family, every weekend we go there.
You rent a bus?
No, we go to, we pick a restaurant on Buford Highway to try.
That's really cool. Okay, so where'd you go this weekend?
I can't pronounce half the names, but they're Asian.
Can you try?
They're pho.
Pho.
You like the soup?
Yeah, I like the pho.
The pho?
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
Or
the banh mi sandwiches?
Yes, from Lee's Bakery. Right. Those are my favorite
spent
on
two,
Buford High.
Two trips to Lee's Bakery.
That's some good stuff.
And Food Terminal, have you been there?
I haven't. Oh, don't out me. Oh my gosh. No, I really need to. I really
need
to. The
real deal. That place, that should be on in the world.
Oh, we would love to have
I think
them.
They're the same company that does that other bakery. Sweet Hut.
I think
they're the same family.
They've been a Taste of Atlanta before, and I love Sweet Hut.
Is the real deal too.
They are, and they have a cult following too.
Yeah,
I mean they're like breadwinner with the lines around the whole building.
They're in Midtown now.
Yes,
and they're in the original on Buford Highway.
Yes, Buford Highway is just. I think there should be
instead of a bar crawl, there should be a Buford Highway like kind of food crawl.
I feel like this exists.
There, it might, but not Taste of Atlanta.
Would you, would you be interested in driving the bus and like being the tour guide?
Whatever it takes.
You know, I'll write out the transliterations for you so you can accurately pronounce these restaurants.
The pho place we went to is two doors down from a place that sells the uniforms for strip club people.
Nice. And how do you know that?
Because there's a sign on the door.
It says uniform place for strip club people.
It is. Okay. It says it literally. I'm like, well, I guess this is where they go to buy their stuff.
Oh my gosh. You know, we did have, I hope this wasn't the only restaurant from Buford Highway at Taste of Atlanta last year, but it's only one I'm remembering right now. Tea House Formosa. Much easier to pronounce. Have you been there before?
No.
Okay. They're famous for s'mores toast, where it's like white bread that's cut really thick. They toast it lightly, organize little rows of marshmallows on top, torch it, and then drizzle chocolate sauce and crumble graham crackers on there.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's one of
those. Do they have a Passover version with matzo?
You know what? I'm going to call and ask because that would be pretty good. I actually ate matzo for breakfast this morning, so I'm feeling real good.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I would definitely recommend going there. And they have like real food options, like a meal, but their desserts and their teas are what they're really known for. And they served the s'mores toast at Taste of Atlanta this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's always a blast at that event. You have bands there, the same band as last year, or you got new fresh blood here?
Well, I'm going to have to leave you in suspense on that question.
To be determined.
Yes, we're solidifying that this week, and I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction.
Well, you know, Katie's sister sings.
Yeah,
really?
She can do it. She can just.
Oh, perfect.
All she needs is a mic. She doesn't even need a mic. She's pretty loud.
Okay, that's even better. There we don't have to pay for sound. She's just there.
We're trying to help. Yeah.
Good. Well, that's really good to know. We are going to probably have a band in the big tent. I mean, we are going to have a band in the big tent. So I'm sorry to your sister. But it's going to be really fun, upbeat, like kind of a cover band. And we want them to be just eclectic and fun and get the crowd wild. Not too wild, but a little bit wild. Just having a good time.
And then there's restaurants, but there's last year you had some liquor companies that are coming back.
Well, I hope so. That will also be confirmed in the upcoming weeks.
Because you had some like craft.
Yes.
It was craft tequila or craft.
Yeah. And did you try the like pecan whiskey or the pecan liqueur?
There was something that was like I thought it was a tequila, craft tequila.
I think there was. I think Three Sheets made that one, or I remember they had a cucumber gimlet, I'm pretty sure, Three Sheets. And then we had a lot of different cocktail samples. And this year we will have cocktail samples. We'll have beer, wine.
So are you getting the local breweries?
We're hoping to.
We're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that.
To be determined still.
Yes, all we're making sure we have is food, beer, wine, and alcohol, and some music, and a good time, and actually like built construction in City Green.
And then a portion of the proceeds go to some nice charities.
Yes,
right?
We have three charity partners, and they've switched a little from last year. We are continuing to work with Second Helpings Atlanta, which is a food recovery nonprofit. So any food that we do not eat or use on site at Food That Rocks, they'll recover and be able to distribute to people in need, which is really just an awesome concept. And then two other charities that will be benefiting is the Drake House and Community Assistance Center.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So now, so you're set with the charities.
Yes.
You got the liquor companies clamoring to get involved. You're just choosing. Now.
Yes. We are so high in demand. We are just like narrowing it down to see who will fit.
And the same with the band.
Yes. Yes.
And then, so you're looking for more restaurants. And then again, this is highly curated. This isn't just any restaurant.
Correct. We invite each restaurant individually, and we're just looking for delicious spots to represent the community of Sandy Springs and what this city has to offer.
And then that's this event. Then next up after that is what? The Wings?
Oh, yeah. Southern Wing Showdown. That's Sunday, August 5th. I remember seeing you there last year. And
that was awesome.
Oh, glad you still enjoyed it.
That was how many? There were two dozen probably, right? Wing places?
Yeah, we had at least.
That was packed.
It was. Well, guess what? We're moving. Yeah. To a bigger location, but same part of town. We were at the Foundry at Puritan Mill, and now we're moving to the Fairmont, which is that new event space, and it's really big and cool and has a lot of extra 1,000 feet. I don't know how many square feet, but it's going to be a really nice venue, and we'll be able to fit in a couple extra restaurants, a couple more people, and it'll be the same deal, except
one choice. Everybody has one vote to pick your favorite wing place. And the wing place isn't normally, some of them aren't wing places. They're just other restaurants. Like one I liked was an Italian restaurant that they made wings for this event. And they were from it's from all the whole South. It's not just Atlanta.
You got it. You're pretty much selling it for us
trying,
right now.
I'm trying.
But it'll be that same deal as last year. It'll be about 25 to 30 restaurants. It'll be from cities all over the Southeast, Atlanta included. And Atlanta will represent a majority of the restaurants, but then it'll be Savannah, Birmingham, Nashville, Charleston, and it's in Chattanooga. I think our winner was from Chattanooga last year, but it's going to be a great time. And tickets will include some cocktail samples, beer and wine.
So it's the same drill, except this is all wing centric.
Yes.
And the wings are ginormous.
Yes, because Springer Mountain Farms has a real big wing.
So it's the same.
Wing.
You got Springer involved again.
Oh yeah, Springer Mountain Farms.
How many wings was it? Was like 10,000. It was like some insane number of wings, I think.
Yes, I'm really bad at counting, so I'm not sure the exact number, but it was about that many. Probably.
Did they get 1,000 wings each? It was some weird number that each restaurant got.
Maybe like 1,000 or 1,200 or something.
Right,
like
times
that.
Like 20 something places. It was like insane number of wings.
Let me tell you, like there people probably wasn't love. Their wings. I don't know how many wings. I don't even know if you counted how many you consumed. But some people will eat like 25 when it's all you can eat.
And they'll go to each place more than once. So to their favorite, they go back.
We just want to make sure that people are fed and the restaurants don't run out of food. And it's really hard to feed people and to estimate how hungry they're going to be.
And then you had the runners because they were cooking outside in like a variety of ways. Like green eggs were going. You got all kinds of stuff happening. And then they were coming back in and back and forth. It was nuts.
Oh, it's nuts. It's a bustling scene. It's like,
but now you have more room, so that
yes,
be good.
I think that'll definitely help a lot.
The traffic flow in there was a little crazy.
I'm just like picturing it and I'm just thinking of the hot summer day and all this stuff. But no worries, everything will be inside this year too. Last year we tried to do some outdoor stuff. It's August. It's going to be hot enough. We don't need pavement to add to that. So everything's going to fit inside the Fairmont. And it'll be that same timing of the day. It'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. again. And VIP first tasters can get in an hour early and really check out every restaurant and get their wings in before the general
without
admission
the crowd.
Tickets. Yes. Yes.
And then lastly, you have taste. And that's, are you doing that again in the same place?
Oh, yeah. We're bringing it back for a second year in historic Fourth Ward Park.
Right. That's near Pond City Market you did?
Directly across. And we'll be the same weekend that we were last year. So October 19th, 20th, and 21st. And that Friday is the big kickoff party. And then it'll be our regular long days of Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. Yeah. And that event, that's your big event. How many restaurants are in that?
Whew. Well, last year we may have overdone it a little bit. We were like, let's get over 100. So we had like 106 restaurants and that's a lot to coordinate. It was also amazing to have that much support from all over Atlanta, and what a great caliber of restaurants to participate in.
And that spot is a good spot to be.
Yeah.
You're right on the Beltline.
People can walk. Yeah.
And that way you don't have to park all in one place. You can kind of spread out a little bit.
Thanks. Yeah, that's how we see it too. I think the location's good just because of like everybody knows how to get there. You may not generally go and park there, or you know how to street park. Like you have your own method of getting to that part of Old Fourth Ward.
Right.
So I think that really helps. And this year we're still going to have a lot of restaurants. I don't think we'll exceed 100. I think maybe we'll keep it at 100 and just taper off a couple others. But we'd love to just have the best restaurants in Atlanta involved. And those invitations, some of them have already gone out for our first round of exclusive invitations to the big event.
And then, so now at that event, it's a ginormous tasting, but there's also kind of specialty events that are happening kind of around the periphery of it, right?
Yes. And we'll still have our VIP area throughout the weekend too. And like, did you make it to the Friday night party last year?
I did not.
Okay.
I didn't. You weren't.
Can you promise me this year?
I didn't get invited.
Oh my gosh. If I didn't.
You guys are very busy.
Well.
You kind of ignore us close to that event. So you're like our buddy now. Our buddy at the beginning of the year. And then we're like, yeah. And then towards that event, it's like, where's Sky? I haven't seen Sky.
Well, guess what?
Time.
I am writing down Friday night tickets and we'll just go ahead right now and get them to you so that we don't have to deal with it the few days before.
Look, you know what your life's like as that event is approaching. It's a different Sky.
It's a chicken with my head cut off. Right. Not really. Like, it's a really, like, what's the expression? Messy organization or something
chaos.
Like that.
Disorganized
chaos. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Katie. So it's all like, that's why we work full time throughout the year to be able to start everything and make sure everything's organized. It's just the amount of communications that we get, even the month or so before taste, and especially that weekend, it's madness.
Oh, we understand.
Yeah. But
we're
you,
here
will,
for
you,
you
will go
Sky.
And get
in
tickets
the good times
this year.
And in the chaotic times.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But yeah, so Friday night, like that's really just the creme de la creme of our whole Taste of Atlanta. It's our kickoff party. It's a smaller group of people and it's the VIP area of Taste of Atlanta, but only like select restaurants. Like last year, Fox Brothers were our chef hosts, and it was restaurants like Taqueria del Sol, the General Muir, Bojonic, Hampton and Hudson, Donetto, like all very, very trendy spots serving up delicious
food. Highly
curated. Very, very much so. Like our winner of the best taste from last Friday night was Twisted Soul Cookhouse and Pours, Chef Deborah Montrese, and she served cocoa crusted lamb, rack of lamb. So like very high end items that were selected. Yeah.
So now for you, as we mentioned, the thing that's coming up first is that kicks off your year, right? Is
yes.
this Food That Rocks
yes.
on Saturday, June 9th. And
correct.
That's the, and what's a website for you guys for that?
www.foodthatrocks.org.
Well, thank you so much for your help in doing this show every year. And we're happy to support you guys throughout the year. And we expect you coming back with some of your favorite restaurants that are participating in some of these great events.
Absolutely. Some more food to come.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sky Estroff with Taste of Atlanta, Food That Rocks, the Southern Wing Showdown, and all the best events that are happening here around town.
Thanks, Lee and Katie. This was great.
All right, Katie. Ready to call it a day?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Culinary Atlanta.